Gimple, what are you doing? It's after yeshiva.
I'm having some fun, Chaim. Look what I did. I put the milk basket up on top of the lockers, and I'm throwing the ball in. I got 5 shots in a row into the basket.
Gimple, Rebbe said not to play ball in the room. You know what happened last time.
Don't worry, Chaim. I'll be more careful this time. It won't happen again like last time.
Should I remind you that last time, after 5 minutes, you broke the light?
Come on, Chaim. I told you it won't happen again. Here, catch.
No, Gimple, no.
Uh-oh.
You're right, uh-oh. You're right, Gimple. It didn't happen like last time. Last time you broke the bulb after 5 minutes. Now the window is broken after 2 minutes.
Chaim, let's run out. It's after school. No one saw us.
Gimple, you know there's no such a thing as no one saw us. You can't hide from the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Look, Chaim, I have a whole night to think of an excuse.
Why don't you rather say, I have a whole night to think of how to apologize and to come up with whatever money it cost to pay for the window.
I've got it!
You've got the money?
No, I've got the excuse. I'll come late tomorrow. Rebbe will be upset in the morning, but if I come an hour late, by then he'll forget about it. What do you say, Chaim? Isn't that a good example of using your brains?
I think it's a very good example of the Yetzer Hara using his brains.
What do you mean?
I mean, this is a classical case of Aveira, Gereris Aveira.
Why?
Why? First, you're lying about the window. Never mind the fact that first you broke the window. Now you're going to lie to your mother about not feeling well. And probably another lie to Rebbe about why you came late. Don't you see what's happening? Just admit. Look what you're doing, Gimple. One mistake becomes 3 lies. And then you'll probably need another 6 lies to cover up for the first 3. And then you'll need another 12.
Stop! I know the multiplication table.
Listen to me. A Yid is called Yehuda because Yehuda admitted. There's nothing wrong with admitting. And then you avoid all of these other troubles that are going to follow if you try to lie.
Okay, look, I have to go now. It's late. I'm going to miss Mincha. Okay, Chaim, here's my shul.
I can tell it's your shul.
How can you tell it's my shul? Don't tell me you see a broken window.
No, but I do see a shoe that looks like yours hanging from the drainpipe. What's that all about?
Oh, that. That happened last Friday night before Mincha. We had a contest who could kick our shoes higher into the air. I won the contest, but I lost my shoe.
And what did you tell your mother Friday night when you came home with one shoe?
I told her that by mistake, I stepped into a huge mud pile and I couldn't get my foot out. So I had to schlep and schlep until finally just my foot came out without the shoe.
And your mother believed that?
Well, she believed me until she came to shul the next morning and happened to notice a familiar-looking shoe dangling from the drainpipe.
And what happened when you got home?
I tried to convince my mother that was a different shoe, or that somehow...
Don't you see what I'm saying? How one lie leads to the other, and at the end you get caught? It doesn't work. Lying doesn't work. Not to a Rebbe, not to a mother. But Ribbono Shel Olam knows the truth.
Listen to me. It would have worked. How was I supposed to know my mother would look up?
What you should know is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking down.
Listen, Chaim, then you're starting. You should know, Chaim, I never missed Tefillah B'Tzibur.
That's Gavalda, Gimple.
You see, I'm not so bad. I daven, and I'm careful to daven slowly. A lot slower than I speak.
Well, Gimple, if you spend all that time davening, don't you want your tefillahs to be answered? Don't you want to be as close to Hashem as possible?
Well, naturally I want my tefillahs to be answered.
Well, you know, Rebbe once said, Chaisamai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. The seal of Hashem is truth. The more we stay to emes, the closer we are to Hashem. And it also says, Mitvah Sheker Tirchak, distance yourself from lying. But many of the Mefarshim say that the more you lie, the further you are from Hashem.
So what are you trying to say? You trying to say when I daven in shul, my tefillahs don't go soaring up to the sky?
Right now, the only thing I see soaring up to the sky is your shoe.
Well, my tefillahs don't get stuck on the drainpipes.
If we're not careful about the way we talk, our tefillahs do get stuck on drainpipes.
My dear Talmidim, I was really hoping that by now, whoever broke that window would have come over and admitted. This is Mamin Hegdish. It's also a big sakana. A boy could cut himself on the glass. Kimpel! Good morning!
I'm sorry you're late, Rebbe. May I come in?
Well, I'm happy you arrived, Baruch Hashem, but why are you late? It's the second time this week.
It was my cousin's word last night. I went to sleep very late.
Oh, Mazel Tov. Tell me, what is your cousin's name?
Cousin? Which cousin?
The one who got engaged last night.
Oh, those cousins. Their name?
What's the cousin's name?
Zanvil.
Zanvil who?
Zanvil Brandfinkel.
Really? And the Mechutin?
Who?
Who is Zanvil Brandfinkel engaged to?
Rivka Greenfinkel.
Oh, how colorful. Where was this Vart, may I ask?
Where was? In a terrace itcher.
Really, a terrace itcher? Can I ask you something, Gimple? A Vart doesn't finish so late. I don't understand why you couldn't come on time.
Because I had a headache.
A headache?
Yeah, because it was like this huge 10-piece band.
10-piece band by a Vart?
No, by a chasana.
I thought you were by a Vart.
There was a chasana going on also at the same time as the Vart. But in Terrace Itch is this huge place, like a bunch of things are happening at the same time. So I got such a headache from the 10-piece band that I had to go to sleep very, very late.
I see. Tell me, where is a Terrace Itcher? I never heard of this hole.
Where it is? In Itch's backyard.
Really? And where does Itcher live, may I ask?
Itcher? He lives in the front yard. I mean, he lives very far away. The reason you probably never heard of it is because it's so far away. It takes like 2 days to get there.
If it takes 2 days to get there, so how did you come back so fast if the Vart was last night?
And Itcher brought me. Itcher runs so fast. Itcher could run in 2 days like as much as... Rabbi, everyone's laughing at me.
Well, it's wrong to laugh at anyone. And I would like it to stop now. Thank you, Talmidim. Gimple, if you don't mind my saying so, even though it was wrong for the class to laugh, but you know why they were laughing?
Because they're mean.
Gimple, it's mean to laugh, but I still think you should think about what triggered the laughter in any event. By the way, let me ask you, Gimple, and I'm asking you the same question I asked everyone else. Do you know anything about a broken window?
Oh, you mean the one that broke with the bowl?
Yes.
In the back of the room on the left?
Yes.
The one that broke last night?
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know anything about it.
Oy vey. I think it's time for a story. His Majesty King George the 15th will now speak.
I have convened my cabinet over here, the closest members of my personal entourage, to demand an answer. It's been 2 days now that one of the jewels is missing from my crown. One of you four people had to have taken it. You are the only ones that had access to the crown. Vladovska, was it you?
Me? Oh, no! Oh, no, Your Majesty! I would never touch your crown! I would never look at your crown! I would never even smell your crown!
What was that supposed to mean?
Nothing, sir! I mean nothing!
Kremlin! Was it you?
Your Majesty, I never stole anything! My entire life!
Drplaska! Was it you?
No, 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 Your Majesty, no. I would never even think of stealing the jewel. No, I would steal anything else, but not the jewel. I wouldn't, never, never, never.
Well, that leaves only you.
Krinklinska, did you steal the jewel?
Your Majesty, I would never steal anything from you.
In that case, I see things aren't going to be easy. Well, I can tell you right now, if somebody admits, then fine. If not, your punishments will be very severe. Now that they are alone in the room, let me summon Yankel, my advisor. Yankel, I need your help. Look through the window. What do you see?
I see the king's ministers.
One of them stole the jewel and my crown, and they don't want to admit. Do you have an idea, Yankel?
Let me think a couple of moments. Ah, yes. I know exactly what we can do. Your Majesty,
I think you should go ahead and you should bring over here four sticks. And you should...
Wait. Explain it to me again.
Afterwards you go on and then it'll come home and it'll come right away.
Ah, I got it. A wonderful plan. Excellent, Yanko. I shall implement it right away. My dear ministers, I see that none of you are willing to admit. So therefore, I have the perfect solution. Bring it in.
Your Majesty, what is that? What's that?
What are those sticks?
I never saw anything like that before over here.
I've saved these four sticks over here for precisely this kind of an emergency. They were handed down to me by my great-great-grandfather, King Auxilius the 115th.
But.
These are special sticks. Allow me to finish. I want each of you to take these sticks home and keep it in your house overnight. These are very special sticks. You see, the stick of the thief will grow 2 inches longer. Tomorrow, when you bring me the sticks, I'm going to measure them, and I will know who the thief is. Ladovsky, here's your stick.
No problem. This is no problem. I could take the stick home. I'm not worried about it growing any longer, because I'm not the thief. There's absolutely no...
That's enough. Kremlin.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Driploska.
No problem.
Krinsklinska.
Yes, sir.
Vladovska, you seem very nervous.
I'm not nervous. Why should I be nervous? Does my stick look like it's growing to you? This stick, it didn't grow tonight. It's not going to grow tomorrow. It's not going to grow next week and next year because I didn't steal it. Maybe you're nervous, Kremlin. Not me. They left. I'm going home. Oh, no. What am I going to do now? The diamond is in my pocket. I didn't think that the king has these magical sticks. I'm looking at this stick. Yeah, it's probably not even true. I'm sure it's not true, but maybe it is. Now, all these stories go, it's not true. It's just a trap, but maybe it is. No, it's not true. Okay, I'm sure it's nothing. I'm absolutely, positively sure it's nothing. It's just a trick. I don't believe in these stories. Stick growing longer. Stick growing longer. Yeah. Let me put it down next to my night table. Hey, hold it. Let me move it away in case it grows longer in the middle of the night. I don't want it to bump my nose. What am I talking about? It's not going to grow longer. There's no such a thing as a magical stick. I'm just going to fall asleep now and sleep comfortably because there's no such a thing as a magical stick. Did that stick move now? No, it didn't. No, I think it moved. No, it didn't. No such a thing as a magical stick. Oh, 3 o'clock in the morning. The stick. Oh, there you go. It's not longer. Is it longer? I think it's a drop longer. Oh, no. I think it's a drop longer. Oh, no, it can't be. No, it's my imagination. It's because it's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's nothing. I'm going to put it down right here by the edge. Yeah, the tip of the stick is even with the edge. Right. I'm going to go to sleep now. Nothing to be nervous about. Hold on. I think it's sticking a drop. Oh, no. I'm finished. Oh, the stick grew longer. What am I going to do? Oh, I'm finished. There has to be a solution to this. Wait a second. I got it. The stick I think, grew about 2 inches longer. I think so. I'm not sure, but I think so, because like I put it at the... Okay, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I have over here my toolbox. Let me open my toolbox. A wrench? No, a screwdriver. Oh, what's this? A monkey wrench? Ah, a saw. Let me measure exactly 2 inches. I'm going to cut it off. What's the problem? What am I so nervous about? I'm just going to cut it off. Here we go. Oh, wonderful idea. Now I can sleep comfortably. Tomorrow, His Majesty the King will never figure it out. My stick will be just as short as the others.
All arise. His Majesty the King is once again entering.
Very well. I am sure you gentlemen have all brought back your sticks. Prince Klinkler, bring it over here. Let me measure it. Ah, I see it's the same 1 foot that it was yesterday. Dripluska, let me measure it. Ah, 1 foot. Gremlin, let me measure yours. Ah, 1 foot. Vladovska.
Nothing to worry about. Mine is going to be a foot, too. Exactly, because I cut off the extra 2 inches. Yes, Your Majesty, here's my stick. Here it is. Here it is, right over here.
How interesting, Vladovska.
What?
Your stick seems to be 2 inches shorter.
Oops.
Vladovska, can you explain why your stick is 2 inches shorter?
Yes, I can explain. You see, all these people, maybe they're not the thieves, but they're not as honest as I am. I am more honest than they are. And these magical sticks, if you're not a thief, if you're a thief, it grows longer. If you're not a thief, it stays the same. But if you're super honest like I am, it grows shorter. You believe that?
No. You cut it off because you thought it grew longer, because you were scared, because you thought you were the thief.
That's a better explanation. Yes. Am I in trouble?
Yes.
Now, Gimple, honestly, something is wrong over here. You're building one story on the other. This whole Ateris Itcha thing, I don't know. It gives me an itch. Tell me why you were late. Tell me what happened to the window. Don't you see? Chesomei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. When a Yid talks emes, you get closer to Hashem. You become closer to solving your problems.
I don't know what that has to do with me. I don't know what this whole story has to do with me. I never cut any sticks in my life. I never stretched any sticks. And I don't know anything about the window. And Rebbe, if you were never in a terrace section, what should I tell you? If you want, I'll take you there today. But there won't be yeshiva for 2 days because it takes 2 days to go.
I don't understand this, Gimple. There was a wedding, but it's during the days of Sfira. There's no weddings during Sfira.
What? But Itch has a different minig. Remember Rebbe told us a different minhagim like to Rosh Chodesh after Lag BaOmer? So,
what's Itch's minig? But now it's between Rosh Chodesh and Lag BaOmer. Everyone holds Sfira now.
Except Itcha. Itcha holds Sfira from Dalet Adar till Hey Adar. Every second, every year. That's Itch's minig.
I never heard of such a minig. It's not brought down anywhere in Halacha.
You never saw Itch's Shulchan Aruch. He has like a different Shulchan Aruch.
Gimple.
No, wait. It wasn't a Yiddish wedding. And so therefore they could do it even at Sfira.
Tell me something. In a Teres Itcha, they make other weddings besides Jewish weddings?
Yeah. They have a special Gaish Mishkich for that. Right.
All right, Talmidim. Please make sure you're back in time after lunch. Gimple. Can I have a word with you? Gimple, I'm sorry that you're in such an uncomfortable situation, but maybe now, privately. Can you tell me what's going on over here? This whole story about last night, this morning?
I don't know. I told you everything. I told you maybe you should ask Itcha.
Gimple, I have to go to the store. You mind coming along with me?
No, Rebbe.
Good. Because I'd like to tell you a story along the way.
Sure, Rebbe.
The Baal Shem Tov was traveling with his Talmidim. Of course, you know who the Baal Shem Tov's driver was.
Sure, Alexei. And was he sleeping as usual?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, this is hard work, being the driver of the Baal Shem Tov's horses. They have a mind of their own, you know. They let go wherever they want.
Alexei, wake up! Look where you're going!
What's the matter?
There's a wagon coming on the opposite direction.
Oh! Pull over to the side! Pull over to the side! Yeah!
Alexei, you crashed into the wagon.
Well, that's what you told me to do. You told me there's a wagon coming. I should please pull over to the side. So I pulled over to the side into the wagon.
We meant you should pull over to the other side.
Okay, don't worry. We're both going very slow. I'll take care of it.
Look what you did! You crashed into my wagon!
Oh, take it easy. Relax.
What's relax? You go and you just crash into me? What's the matter with you? Are you blind?
No, that's how I saw where to crash into you.
Would you please untangle these horses? Get your horse's foot out of my horse's mouth. And get your horse's tail out of my horse's ears.
Okay, I'll do it. Don't worry. I'm used to this. I untangle horses every day that I bump into. Huh? What's happening? The Rebbe, the Baal Shem Tov, is coming out of the wagon. Huh? He's coming over to you. Now you're in trouble.
What's this? What's going on? What?
What is your name?
My name? Moshe Matcha. You look like the Baal Shem Tov.
That's right. Please step over to the side. There is something I have to tell you.
Want to go? Okay, Rebbe, okay.
Alexei, have you untangled the horses yet?
Yes, Rebbe, I did.
Let us now turn around and go home.
Rebbe!
Yes, my dear Talmidim?
Is this the reason we went on this little journey over here? Just to bump into the other wagon?
Yes, there was something very important I had to tell him.
Reb David, what was it that the Rebbe told him? I don't know, I couldn't hear. I'm very curious. I want to jump off the wagon and run after him.
But the Rebbe whispered.
I can ask him nicely if he wants to tell me.
All right, go ahead, I'm curious too.
Excuse me?
Oh, what do you want now? You want to bump into my horses again?
Do you mind if I ask you? What did the Rebbe say to you?
Yes, I mind.
Well, I don't feel under any pressure. But if you want to tell me, you could tell me.
I feel under pressure and I don't want to tell you. Goodbye.
But Reb Moshe Matcha, apparently the Baal Shem Tov took us on this little journey only so that he can tell you what it is. Tell me something, Moshe Matcha. Are you from the 36 hidden tzaddikim?
I'm not from the 36 hidden tzaddikim. I'm not from the 36 revealed tzaddikim. I'm not from the 58, from the 59, from the 150. I'm not from nothing.
But you must be a hidden tzaddik.
I'm no hidden tzaddik, and if I am, it's hidden from me, because I don't know about it.
Can you please tell me what the Rebbe said? Look, don't feel under pressure, but if you don't mind, can you tell me?
I feel under pressure, and I mind. Zagavinched, I got enough problems without you.
Moshe Matcha, if you have so many problems, maybe you can share them with me.
Why, you want my problems?
No, but maybe if you talk it out, then I can help you with them.
All right, if you insist. I'll tell you what. Help me reconnect my horses and I'll tell you. I have a friend. His name is Velvel. Velvel is the king of all schlamazels. I tell you, there has never been a jumbo-sized schlamazel like Velvel. But he has a heart of gold. Unfortunately, he was never very, very successful with his parnassus. I mean, once he tried being a carpenter.
Was he a good carpenter?
He built a beautiful big swarmshank.
Was it nice? Was it sturdy?
Yeah, until the person took out the first safer and the whole thing came crashing down on him. Then he tried to be a plumber.
Really?
Yeah, his first job was to fix a leak in a kitchen.
Did he fix the leak?
Yeah, but he flooded the whole town. His next job was to be a shoemaker. Velvel had this great idea. Instead of using those little nails to put on the taps, he was going to use big nails.
Oy vey, what happened?
When the person put on the shoe?
Ouch! Are you out of your mind? Why, it's a good idea. This way, you won't have to worry about losing your shoe. It's stuck to your foot.
Yeah, his shoemaking business didn't last very long. Then Velvel tried to be a dentist.
And how did that go?
I told Velvel he should buy a dentist drill. He tried to use the same drill and wrench he had as a carpenter and a plumber.
Oy vey.
Boy, his patients were running around the block and Velvel was chasing them with his drill and his wrench.
Don't worry, I'll fix your cavity. Stop, wait, what are you doing? Don't jump into the river.
So you see, it just wasn't going very good with Velvola. One day, Velvola came over to me, and he said,
Monsieur Matre, I don't know what to do. This time I think that if you would lend me $1,000, I could make an investment, the liking of which such an investment never ever existed since Shashis Yimaberashis. Can you please, please, please?
You know, Velvel, I wouldn't do this for anyone else, but you're my friend. Okay.
Well, did the investment work?
He must have davened good that, Rosh Hashanah, because Lamaisa, the investment did work. What can I tell you? That year? Fantastic.
Really?
He was making so much money, he was able to pay back all the damages that he did as a carpenter, a plumber, a shoemaker, and a dentist. Then one day, I went to visit Velvel. I was happy to see that his children were well fed and his whole house looked nice. But then I couldn't believe what I saw next.
So, what do you say? What do you say, Meister Matre? I finally made it.
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
Here, let me give you the $1,000 that I owe you.
Okay, I'll take it.
I have it over here in this laundry bag.
You have what in that laundry bag?
Oh, here I have. In this laundry bag, I have my money. Let's see over here.
You keep your money in your laundry bag? There's thousands and thousands over there. Why are you keeping all that money in a laundry bag for? Velvel, what's the matter with you?
Don't worry about it. Here's $1,000, and thank you very much.
You're not supposed to say thank you for a loan.
Okay, I take back the thank you. Listen, maybe you want some coffee and cake?
All right, I'll take some coffee and cake. I can't believe this, Velvel. Look at this. I thought his schlumazel days are over. He has maybe $10,000 over there in a laundry sack on his couch. And his kids' hats and gloves are there. And there's money laying all over the place. Ah, now oh, here comes Velvel's little boy. Hi, Maishi. You're so Z's. Could I give you a big knip?
No.
Okay. What are you doing by that bag?
We keep our hats and gloves over here. Our hats and gloves stay warm because we keep them between the cash.
What?
We also keep our candies and our chewing gum over here.
What?
I'm looking for my bubble gum. Oh, here it is, at the bottom.
What did you just do? There's cash flying all over this room. It's laying all over the floor.
Bye.
Bye, Maishi. You know what? You know what? I'm going to teach this Velvel a lesson. I'm going to teach this Velvel a lesson. I'm going to put all the money into this bag. I'm going to take the bag and stuff it under my coat. Ha! Let Velvel come in, let him look around, let him get scared for a minute, and then I'll give it back to him and I'll say, Velvel, what's the matter with you? Where's your achrayus? Okay, here he comes. Okay, let me put it on. Hi, Velvel.
Yeah, hi, Monsieur Matre. I brought you your coffee. How many pieces of sugar?
15. I usually take 15 pieces of sugar.
Oh, really? You mind if I join you?
Of course not, Velvel. It's your house. Sit down. Tell me, Velvel, look around the room, around the couch, around... Do you see anything different?
Anything different?
Yeah. I did something, and I want to know if you'll know what I did different.
Oh, I see you straightened out the picture on the wall.
No, I didn't. It's still crooked.
Oh, this is fun. I see what you did. In my Svarim Shank, the Yevamos Gemara used to be before the Ksuvos Gemara. Now, the Ksuvos Gemara is before the Yevamos Gemara.
No, that's not it.
Oh, this is fun. I see the problem. My boy's hat is on the floor. Let me pick it up.
No, Velvel.
Oh, this is a lot of fun. Oy vey, it's late. I gotta go down to the basement for a minute. Listen, I'll see you later.
Wait, I have to... You know something? If he didn't realize the money is missing, I must teach him a lesson. No, I must teach him a lesson. I am going to take the money home. Then I'll come back an hour later after he's good and nervous, and I'll tell him a thing or two. Ah, unbelievable. I wonder if I was allowed to do this. Probably not. I don't think you're allowed to do this. All right, let me just bring it back to him. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Look what's going on in front of Velvel's house. His wife is standing and screaming.
We were robbed! We were robbed!
There's Velvel. He's smashing his head against a fire hydrant.
Oh, someone stole our money! I'm finished. What's gonna be?
Oh, no. Sirens. Here come the police. The FBI. The fire engines. The CIA. The ASPCA. They're coming from all over. Shamrim Hatsula. Oh, no. What am I supposed to do now? I better go home. I'll come back later. When all of them go away, I'll come back later and I'll give back the money. That's what I'll do. All right, they all left. Okay. Wait, I still see there are policemen on the corner.
Don't worry, Velvel. We have guards all over. When the thief will show up again, we'll nab him.
I don't think now's such a good time I should come back. They may not understand that the whole thing was just a joke. Oy vey, I shouldn't have done this. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to steal even for a joke. Yoy.
Well, what happened afterwards, my Shematra?
Well, I kept saying the next day, I'm going to give it back to him. But every time I met Velvel would say,
I'll never, never, ever be Michael, that person who stole it. Oh, if I would catch him, you know what I would do? My Shematra, how come you're walking back to the wall?
I need some air. Every day it got worse and worse. And every day I kept pushing it off for tomorrow. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to give the money back to him. And then, you know, the Yetzirah began to talk to me, and he began to whisper little things in my ear, like maybe you should invest the money, maybe if you return it'll be a Chil Hashem, maybe it's not so bad, you know, and then I thought maybe I should go over to Velvel and I'll tell him, you know, I've been looking for the money all along. Every single day I came up with a different lie, and sometimes I would say the lie to Velvel. And then the next day, I had to make another lie to make up for the first lie. And on the third day, another lie to make up for the second lie. And then, by the time the tenth day came up, I was so confused with my lies, I didn't even remember where I was holding. Except that I was further and further away from the truth. Every night I went to sleep, I began to toss and turn. I said, oh, why didn't I just give it back to him right away? Am I trying to push this off? I'm deeper and deeper and deeper in the quicksand. And then I was just saying to myself, you know what, that's it, forget it. That's it. No, I can't. I tried for 10 years to give it back. That's all. And I was just thinking that when I was riding down, and what happened? What happened afterwards, boom, your Alexei crashed into my horses.
And what did the Rebbe say to you?
Well, your Rebbe, who I never saw before in my life, and I don't think Velvel ever saw him before in his life, he just came over to me and said,
Moshe Matra, this is your last chance. The Yetzer Hara has dragged you from lie to lie to lie. If you don't return it now, you never will. And you know that when it comes to Averis that are bin Adam lechaveroi, even Yom Kippur doesn't work. If you ever want your neshama to be in Gan Eden, just go and return it.
I said, but what am I going to say?
Say the truth.
The truth? Oh. But I could have done that 10 years ago.
Do it now.
So that's what your Rebbe told me.
And what are you going to do?
I don't know what to do.
Well, you're going to do what my Rebbe told you. It's your own neshama. Don't you realize what it means? The angst nevesh that you caused? The only way you'll ever have a tikkun is by taking accountability for what you did.
What if Velvel calls the police? What if Velvel bops me over the head? What if Velvel...
And what if Velvel is just going to accept your apology? You have no other choice. And if the Rebbe said to do it, then be mispalled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be able to do it.
Well, you come with me.
If you want.
Shkayach. But do me a favor, come at my wagon. I don't want Alexei to drive.
Oh, my Shematcha! How nice! Come in!
Hi.
What brings you here today, and who's your friend?
Very, very good friend of mine. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Reb David.
Reb David, yes.
Well, what can I do for you?
There's something I've been meaning to tell you, Velvel, now for many, many years.
I know what you're going to say.
You do?
You don't like the color of my shirt.
No. Really nothing.
Tell him.
Tell him. Are you my Nishalayla? Velvel, I'm the one that took the money. I didn't mean to take the money because I wanted to hurt you. I was so upset that you left it on the couch. I just thought I'll take it and you'll get nervous and I'll return it to you and you'll learn your lesson. But one thing led to another. 10 years passed. I'm sorry, Velvel.
Oy Nebuch, what a rachmanis on you.
Yeah, on me?
Yeah. You mean to say for 10 years you were looking for an excuse to return the money to me, but you got stuck and you couldn't do it?
Yeah.
Hi, my Shematcha. You should have told me what you did.
I know. I would have saved 10 years of heartache. Boy, you can tell your Rebbe thank you. If I would have known Velvel would have answered this way. Wow.
Wow is right. Shoo, Rebbe. 10 years. 10 years, and all you have to do is to say the truth.
That's right. Sometimes we try to run away from the truth, and we begin to build on lies and lies and lies, and we get more and more stuck. By the way, Gimple, is there anything you want to tell me?
Yeah.
What is it?
I didn't mean to break the window, but I know you told us not to play, but I threw the ball and I broke it.
That's okay.
It is.
Well, what I mean to say is it wasn't okay for you to throw the ball, but it wasn't okay for my Shematra to take the money either. That's also called Geneva. But you stand up to your actions and that's all. You should have come in this morning and say, Rebbe, I'm sorry. I broke the window. I'll see what I can do about paying for it. Then you would have avoided getting stuck in a teres itcha.
Okay, Rebbe. I don't think I ever want to see a teres itcha again.
You won't have to.
Rebbe, thanks for taking me on this walk. You know, it's a good thing the Baal Shem Tov bumped into my Shematra. If not, my Shematra would have been bumped out of Olam Haba. And it's a good thing, Rebbe, that you have all this patience with me, because I think I would have been bumped into real trouble also.
MS stands on the ground. The letters Aleph Bim Sof all have feet that stand on the ground. Sheker, it's crooked. Sheker Ein Le Reglayim. The shin in the Sefer Torah is pointy, and the kuf in the resh. If you're going to lie, you'll just get lost in a teres itcha. And if you say the truth, trust me, you'll be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You and me and all of us together.